with the end time scenario that we understand as when Satan personates Christ. Many of the, and there really isn't that many items that we've been, that have been identified for us, if you count them. I mean, it's not an innumerable number of characteristics that have been set forth of what Satan does when he returns to personate Christ. The few that we have, you'll see them paralleling what takes place in the prophetic understanding of Catholicism as set forth by Mary in the messages that she brings in her apparitions around the world. But whereas we are seeing Satan personating Christ, the Catholic scenario is believing that this being that returns is Christ. And this study we're referring to, the Crowning Act, fits nicely into this these two verses that we've been looking at. But normally, those two verses is where Adventists stop as far as addressing the role of Mary. And I would suggest that verse 40 can be very nicely included into this understanding of Mary. Now, there's verse 40, in my conviction, verse 40 is perhaps one of the most important prophetic verses in the Word of God. And there is much in verse 40 that needs to be correctly understood, and so you need to go through it very carefully. But I want to give you a brief overview of this verse at this time and not defend some of the things I'm going to say about it. I want to get to just the part where we can see a connection with the story of verse 38 and 39 and the Virgin Mary. If you go back into the beginning of Daniel 11, you'll find starting in verse 5 and onward, you see the story of the king of the south and the king of the north. And in verse 6, it says, speaking of the king of the south and the king of the north, it says, "In the end of years they shall join themselves together, for the king of the daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement, but shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand nor his arm, but he shall be given up, that they that brought her, and he that beget her, and he that strengthened her in these times. But out of a branch," verse 7, "shall one stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army, and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against him, and shall prevail, and shall also carry captives into Egypt their gods with their